Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, it is now or never, folks, and I really mean that. This last constitutional amendment was a very short and simple message. If the states are tired of being harassed, and if the people recognize that the states are the ones that are being complacent, I think we have a recipe of change. Everybody has to know that the states have been the problem. The states are the problem today because they refuse to do what they're supposed to do. It's that simple. If the states would step up and hold the federal government accountable, then what we would have is we would have this clarity regarding who can do what. And we would actually have open economics. We would have actually free economics instead of a mercantile system. All of the chains and strings that the globalist and the federal government has been pulling and pulling us, just like we're taffy, stretching us to our limits, and actually many are breaking. If you don't believe politics has no business in business itself, go look around your town today and look at the blight and decimation that politics has created to your town. How many of your restaurants and how many of your small businesses have gone under because government, i.e. politics, has destroyed them? Well, how can you disassociate this? You need to start getting out and telling any surviving business and everybody that wants to get into business, they have to understand you cannot separate politics from business. It is the fundamental tenet. When you have to open up a business, do you just do it? No. Right now, you actually have to go down to your state and register, and you have to set up a business license and blah, blah, blah. And that's all politics. And whether you can be open and free with your business is all based on the level of politics or what we want to create barriers to your business. Folks, it's now or never. We're either going to become the slaves of corporations that are going to buy up every little facet. And, you know, what we're going to look at in these, what we call small businesses, will become vending opportunities that will be controlled by corporations and business. And when I say vending opportunities, you know, instead of having restaurants that are driven by the cuisine and everything else, I foresee the corporations, the food corporations, will start owning, because they're already buying, major corporations are already buying small businesses. And I'll give you a good example. Veterinarian services that provide breeding, you know, the birthing of dogs and so forth, like English bulldogs. There are large corporations that are going and actually buying up these veterinary services and taking a role model. And if you haven't noticed how much it costs, and I happen to be guilty of having an English bulldogs, when you go look at the price of an English bulldog for the birthing and all of that, the veterinarians, because they've raised their prices, those who have been purchased by these corporations, well, guess what? That's why you pay more money for an English bulldog. And that's how English bulldog breeders, whether they be independent or large breeders, it doesn't matter. They're taking advantage. We have actually seen where you can go to, you know, California or some other places where the cost actually has gone up because the cost or their veterinarian services have been purchased. And so in the major areas where bulldog breeding is common, well, then it gets astronomically expensive. Well, when you get out into the nether reaches, like the Pacific Northwest, where the veterinarian services aren't purchased because there's really no money in it. They're, you know, the vets themselves are actually principled people that, you know, are doing it because they care and so forth. But the English bulldog breeders who have maybe one or two breeds, or they have one or two litters a year, well, they're actually making the windfall on their profits because they're paying a lot less for the cost of the birthing. But it doesn't matter. They may have wind in their sails today, but down the road, because they're not being competitive and they're not forcing the prices down, they're riding the prices high. What's going to end up happening is these either veterinary services or what have you are going to get bought up, or they're going to go under themselves. Fact of the matter is, and this is an indictment, when you have a landscaper, a caretaker for your garden, charging you $65 to $100 an hour to do the basic stuff that a landscaper does. I mean, we're not talking about skilled labor. We're not even talking about certifications. One of the easiest jobs and companies to open, because I don't know many states, because most states have all of these constraints, but surprisingly, very few states have any constraints on landscaping businesses. It's just mowing the grass. It's just trimming, planting stuff, and watering it, and so forth. But when you're charging, when you find companies that are going to charge you for landscaping services at $65 an hour, and oh, get this, they want to charge you for mowing even if it rains and they don't come by and mow. And to me, my friends, when you start to see that, and you see all these other indications regarding business and people lacking of wanting to work and so forth, we have a big fall coming. Hope you got plenty of food. Hope you have plenty of money. And this is one of the reasons why Fortitude Financial Coaching is so important. I can't emphasize enough, if you start getting disciplined and at least tuck enough money away so that you can cover your mortgage or what have you, for 3 months would be better than none. Having money stored up so that you can pay your mortgage and pay your bills. I know that some of you go, well, my mortgage isn't going to go up. You're absolutely right, if your mortgage stays the same. And what will end up happening is that, you know, you'll be able to maybe make that purchase, but can you make all the other purchases for the cost of gas rising, your energy costs rising, and everything else, and still make your mortgage payment? You know, we've got a lot of things, and nobody really knows, well, only one really knows what's going to happen in every aspect of our future. However, we have to plan, and we have to be prepared. So I'm hoping, and this is why I can't emphasize enough, you know, the services that Gary Smith is giving. Fortitude Financial Coaching is an awesome place to go. And so if you want to get disciplined, you need at least some help in doing so. I mean, some people can kind of do it and open up the books themselves. My father was one of those people. He could figure out how to do things and become successful. And my grandfather was the same way. My grandfather, who didn't even graduate from high school, became a pilot in the Army Air Corps, which required a degree in college. He just went down and studied the books at the library and was able to pass all of their tests. He was one of the very few people able to do that. But back in those days, they actually had common sense. And most people didn't have this bad indoctrinated, I'll just say, paradigm regarding laziness and entitlement. His generation didn't have that, but we don't. We don't have that. We have to start counting on ourselves, and we need to start creating a great network of being able to help each other. But we have to be prepared. This show is also sponsored by republicreview.org, as well as republicreview.org and reclaimingtherepublic.org. I'm sorry. As I always tell you, republicreview.org is not set up. It is set up for the states. We own the domain so that when the states are ready to move forward, they'll do it as an organization. And so if they had tribunal, .tribunal, that would have been more appropriate. And I can't set up a .gov, so anywho, but they can. if they want to go down that path. You're listening to the only show that goes through the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. And, oh, by the way, you didn't really listen to a current show last Friday. My apologies. We just had no way of getting connected. And so not sure if service denial or whether we were having internet problems, but you did get a rebroadcast. Not sure what it was. It sounded like that was the January 3rd. But it was a recent one because we were talking about the case, or I should say the case moving forward of how we can get through the 2022 election, how we can get Republicans in office. And coming up in this election, we need to drive the issue, are they willing to undo the 2020 election by using the Constitution? Because right now we're in a constitutional crisis and everything supports us. And oh, by the way, I want to tell you about a conversation I had with a, I'll just call him an academic scholar. I don't want to refer because I've talked about him before, but we went into, and he's a formal academic scholar. And I mean that he has the letters and the degrees and so forth. And we went into the details of the case as well as the situation regarding the Electoral College. And I don't want to out him because he is not, he's a friend, but he's not necessarily friendly towards being rebellious because he has a dependency on the, I'll just call it the gravy train. But anyway, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that after we cover the obligatories and we'll move forward in where we left off. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, for the obligatories, as you know, we already covered Fortitude Financial Coaching, why it's so important to start becoming disciplined. We're going to have to change our paradigms. We cannot think that we can buy fruit 24/7, 365. There are seasons for fruit, and we're getting back to that because the good old global economy was brought to you by the globalists who are basically banking on the fact that you want the world they're creating for you. Had they actually created an open and free market instead of a mercantile system that is controlled by literally the bankers. I mean, America has bowed to a mercantile system when we started going down the globalist path, and it all started back with the corporations. This famed enemy stuff. As a matter of fact, you always have to have an enemy, right, to divide and conquer. The whole point is, you know, there's a really good book out there. Let me just say this. Go read The Unseen Hand by A. Ralph Epperson. Now, when it comes down to interpreting some of the things in the Constitution, he's absolutely wrong. He does not understand the Constitution, but he does. He understands history as far as how things went awry outside of the context of the Constitution, like with the corporations and these deals and these conspiracies. I mean, it's a conspiratorial view of history, and it is very good. Go look at his references that supports all of these cabals and all of these terrible things that government and corporations and evil people have been doing in killing people and everything else. So, as we kind of move forward, let me talk about Timber Nation. TimberNation.com. If you're looking for good hardwood furnishings, that's where you want to go. RadioDustCovers.com is where you can buy covers. These are custom made. He puts the logo of and or the name of the electronics or whatever you want on there. Some people have seen these on eBay. They've seen them in a lot of the different audio used audio and or audio sales type of websites, not dealership used audio type of things, but, you know, like Audio Gone and or US Audio Mart, those types of things. Anywho, they're good quality, and they're made just to fit exactly what your electronics is sitting there on the shelf or what have you. And so contact Seth at RadioDustCovers.com. And I think you will be surprised at the price and the quality and the longevity that it puts into your electronics. Now, we haven't covered the free Constitution classes. That's because Keith Broders is looking to actually start sharing his content and his content ideas in Florida with the Florida State Education Council or whatever they have at the state level. I don't know what they have over there, but he's talking because I believe the governor had authorized like $100 or millions of dollars to be able to pour civics into the education system so the children start learning about civics. So maybe down the road in about 15, 20 years from now, the children that are coming from Florida may become leaders in the nation. Because if they're leading on the truth, then we will actually find that they will rise to the top. Leaders that lead and base themselves and what they're doing on the truth, they will always rise to the top. It's just like the demagogues. Somehow the demagogues seem to provide some type of insight, like Napoleon. Yeah, this guy, he's our way forward. Hitler. You know, Hitler charged his way forward because at that point in time, the Germans didn't see any other way, and even though they had to give up their liberties, you know, he was earning their trust because he wasn't affecting the whole country. He was only hurting the small little facets until finally he threw the country in such a corner where the world hated it, and it, you know, spawned this world war. Well, then, now Germany started going, you know what, I think the Führer has bought off a little bit too much. Anyway, the only other ad that I want to provide, because we want to cover these on a daily basis, not just weekly basis, is AdLocal. If you're looking for good IT, ISP type of services, check out AdLocal out of Michigan. We have a comment line, 425-270-5416. Now, one of the things before I get into the forms of government and forms of sovereignty, because they're interchangeable, government and sovereignty, what I want to do is I want to talk about this conversation that I had. So last week, I had a conversation with a good friend who actually bought my book and, you know, we started talking after he bought my book. He is a prolific writer on the Constitution. We talked about this Electoral College snafu. Now, one of the things he points out is he points out that the states have been culpable in actually going down the path that they have, and everybody has been copacetic with it. And then my point back to him was, well, even though if we're copacetic with it, it doesn't make it legitimate. And he goes, yeah, you got a point, but you can't shoot the horse you're riding. And I said, well, we have to change the horse if we want to get back. And we talked about that. And not that he doesn't agree. He understands that when people start understanding the truth, when they start understanding what we've got to do, and they clearly see how things need to be, this is where he gets a little nervous. Because he has millions of dollars coming into his university on an annual basis, and we're talking millions, because the federal government is doing this, and he knows that they don't have the authority to do it, but that's what they've been doing. And I kind of made a comment to him that down the road, they may not be actually supporting the parochial universities in the parochial sense. They may actually shift the parochial universities to even more radically minded, to where Harvard, can't lead anymore, and we're going to find that the University of the People comes to rise, and we literally change, because that's what's happening. We literally change the naming as well as, I'll just say, the underwriter, because as we look at it, the state governments do put money into these state universities, their universities, and the privates, well, they have people and so forth. But what would happen if all of a sudden everything became, instead of it being privately owned, it became publicly owned? In other words, the government owned, and the federal government owned all of them. Now you would basically become unified in your messaging and unified in your control. This is the true form of Platonism that Plato talked about in his Republic. When I've talked about Platonism before, and I've very rarely mentioned it, but this is how I refer to communism and statism. The concept that Plato put in the Republic is very clear, that you have an education system, you have educators that do their job. They prepare you to accept your foreordained, what the state determines as your foreordained mission, and that's what you will do, period. And so the state will put you into that track. And we're living in a day when they can actually control, monitor, and maintain the focus on how it needs to be. This allows this, well, let's call it the leverage, or it allows the fluidity to occur regarding, I will just say, those who control us. That group of elite billionaires and all these people that have come to the table, they're the outer ring of those who actually control in the dark inner circle, the monarchies and the old schools, such as the Vatican, that type of stuff. And I know this really goes down the path of conspiracy, but like we were going into the break, you cannot not believe, if you're a Christian and you read the Bible, and if you believe there's a Christ, you have to understand that there was and is a plan of deception. That's what the whole world, when Satan takes control, it's because he deceives all. Or most everybody are willing to go along with it. So anyway, regarding this this lawsuit that has been classified on the Electoral College that Bob Schultz has put in, kind of had him kind of look at that. He looked at it and he goes, you know what? Everything he's saying is right. The problem is, and he agrees with me, the problem is this is just a normal citizen. And when you go up at the court level to try to fight the court, then you aren't packing anything. And as a matter of fact, there's just no way he will get any mainstream traction to where it will change the sentiment of the the people themselves. In other words, the majority, if the majority of the people found out about this lawsuit and they understood the tenets and they actually looked up the merits of itself, then we would have a huge revolution. Because now people are going to understand and they will realize how government has completely turned their backs on their liberty and the law, and how we're being thrown into a system that is violating the Constitution and is actually, it's self-eating the Constitution and converting us into this statist government. So it was really, the conversation helped me, you know, confirm what I wanted to, and what I really believed and what I wanted to share with you, is that we absolutely need your help to get the focus of this lawsuit to your attorney general, to basically let them know, and we'll tell you what we want to let them know right now.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and their 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Well, I'm trying to cram way too much into the little bit of time that these one-hour shows have, and there's a lot of stuff I want to do. But as you can tell, I am mispronunciating or misstating because I'm just trying to cram too much. What I want you to know is, after having this conversation, I felt completely validated on my feelings and sentiments of the court as well as the public and so forth. Unless the patriots understand how unconstitutional the Electoral College was, because every time, and this is a real problem, every time I go into a forum or every time I start talking to people about the Electoral College, what they perceive is they hear me saying, we got to get rid of the Electoral College. And I go, no, the 2020 Electoral College was unconstitutional because they don't even understand it. And so the point is, as this good professor points out, because so few people really understand it to the detail, because he told me, I'm spot on, that the states have actually capitulated, or they have created an alliance, this cabal within the states of the two parties from the national level descending upon the states. This is why almost every state has done this. Every state has turned its back on what the Electoral College was supposed to do and moved us towards a popular vote, to where we're picking the president and voting for the president when we're supposed to actually be picking electors who then are supposed, and the debate is, should be going out between the electors in understanding what these guys are. What we actually have now are politicians, because now we vote at the politician level for president. We actually have these shysters that shift their positions based on consensus. This is exactly what Clinton did. Even Trump did this. Bottom line, if we hold them accountable based on the system, and that based on the system we're supposed to have, holding them accountable is paramount, and we're not doing it. And so, anyway, as I surmised, our only hope is to help get the attorney generals wake up, and in some respects, the states themselves, actually the state legislators themselves, have to actually say, you know what? This was a huge problem that the governors went down and changed this. Not even focusing on the Electoral College and the control that the parties have. Putting that aside, you know, there is this concept, oh, we have to start abiding by the Constitution, that you can't be start, you know, why don't we just let corporations change laws? Why don't we let the corporations make the laws to fit their business model? That's how it is today. That's how the globalists are basically ramming us down this road. They've got their hands firmly planted in our backs, pushing us down the road that we don't want to travel. And we have to stop. We have to focus. Either we do it now, folks, or we're off the precipice. And I can't give you any better imagery than the fact that we'll be falling, and where we're going to land, whether you want to call it falling or guiding ourselves in our fall to try to get across something or into the pool as we're descending down the side of this building. Well, I can't give you any better imagery than, you know, they're trying to get us, and where we're going to land will be determined into the land of slavery. And when I say slavery, it is not based on the old plantation slavery. We're talking about statism. We're talking about the states, government, corporations, and everybody working together. Because, oh, by the way, when I say corporations, just change the corporations from what you understand as private corporations to public corporations. Because if you look and understand how America has been shysted into, and this is the whole point of Anna von Ritz, this is the whole point of the citizen sovereign movement, is that these corporations are controlling everything, the government corporations. And eventually the government corporations will be controlling the private corporations. And technically, they have been, and technically, they are, and technically, they've been working together in basically turning its back on the Constitution, which is why the Supreme Court and the people need to understand, because can the Supreme Court actually undo this presidency? Absolutely, they can, but they cannot and they won't. And when I say they cannot, not because they can't legally, they cannot legitimately do this, but what they're going to do, and the reason why they cannot legitimately do this, because their legitimacy is based in the corporations. They have to allow everything to move forward, that the plan of moving America down this very specific agenda and path has to be supported. This is why we're seeing that, you know, you may have these Pyrrhus victories. When I say Pyrrhus, you know, the old concept of a Pyrrhus victory, and I may be mispronouncing the word, but it is a victory where you have expended all of your energy, all of your resources, everything into winning this one battle. And even though you may have won the battle, you have lost everything else. So it becomes an empty or a shallow victory. Yeah, you were able to walk away and say, I beat you, but now you're completely open to be, you know, to be beaten by the next person that comes along or the next challenger, because you have no more resources. You have no more people to fight your battle. And that is, you know, a shallow or a pointless victory. Now, back to the court, though. America, if America is attuned, if the attorney generals and somehow we can bleed this into the mainstream media. It is going to be spun in a huge misinformation way, but if we can get this in, you know, the chances are really slim. But if we can get this in and we can get the attorney generals and we can actually move this forward, then we can force the, I'll just say, we can force all the patriots in their myopic little positions to hopefully break their positions and unite. Because when you realize that the courts are no longer the guardians of the Constitution, when you realize that the fix is in, either we are defeated or we unify, because it'd be our last opportunity to unify. So this is why if we can get this happening but before the election, it helps seal the deal as far as I'm concerned to prove to America that our court system is not our fix. Our court system has become the real problem or a big part of that problem. So what do we do? Well, we need you to call your attorney generals. Now, if you go to the Take Action page, you'll find plenty of phone numbers and call every single one of them and ask them why they're not getting involved in this case. Now, let me make sure. I'm not sure if I've actually posted. I don't think I've posted. So I will have these things posted by Tuesday. Okay, so by tomorrow, we will have all of these new files so you can actually provide the case number or the information to the We the People Foundation and to Bob Schultz. That way, they can give him an email, and that way they can actually reach out and directly get a hold of Bob so that they can adjoin to this case. We need as many red state attorney generals to kind of recognize. You know, I don't believe, and I don't have a lot of faith in lawyers, and I do have faith in a couple. There are a couple lawyers that put the Constitution first, and, I mean, they're doing everything they possibly can to fight this battle. But when we look at most lawyers, their dream is to become a Supreme Court judge. Their dream is to become a jurist in this corporate system, or I should say the adultery court system, which is all unconstitutional. In other words, they're not willing to completely shed their ideas of our existing system because they've got plans. They have aspirations within that facade, within that unconstitutional framework. So it becomes this big, huge conflict of interest, if you know what I mean. Anyway, go to the Take Action page. Go through the list. Those are all of the red state attorney generals. And plead with them. Just leave a message and say, why are you not? And if everybody called every single one, if everybody called every single one, and I know that we're talking about almost 30, I think. We're talking probably about 30 different attorney generals. Okay, that's going to take you some time. But that would be the best time spent in doing something, in trying to actually get this case out of the district court and into the Supreme Court. Because I believe we really need to go to the big kahuna as fast as possible. We need to get to, you know, the show, the Supreme Court show, as fast as possible. Because we need to send the message to America that the court system is our enemy just as well as all of government. Our government has no care or consideration for the rule of law and the Constitution which made them. And this is where we have to have this wake-up moment, this epoch, to say we can't count on these guys anymore. Now, with that, I'm going to move on. I know I've kind of been riding this horse and riding it for a whole week. Forgive me for going on and on. And I will slow down. As we've talked before, we've talked about republics. We've talked about the form of government and our form of government, because most people are very, very frustrated every time they hear people talk about our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. So when we come back, we're going to kind of go through the rest of what our form of government really is so that you understand government and how it's broken down. We'll be right back after these two promos. See, I've slowed down and we're doing a lot better. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Set the record straight. Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Oh, yeah. You know, I was looking at some notes. One of the things I actually wanted to cover on Friday that didn't get out, one of the things I actually wanted to cover was this vaccination information. The UK and their government health services, security, whatever, the UK HSA, UK Health Security Agency, something like that, has been doing studies, and they've been making, you know, these observations from their studies. One of the things that they've noticed is that the people that have gotten more than one vaccination, if they've taken the second one and or more, they don't know about the or more, because it takes time to measure results, and the third one was just out and the fourth one's coming. One of the things they've noticed out of the two vaccinations versus a single vaccination person is their ability to actually have an immune system to fight the virus. They say that if you've had, and this is what they said, let me go down this path right here. Recent observations from the UK HSA surveillance data that the N antibody levels appear to be lower in individuals who acquire infection following two doses of vaccination, close quote. In other words, you're more susceptible to not being able to fight the virus. And they actually go on to say that you may not be able to fight any virus if you keep on getting these vaccinations. It's destroying your immune system against viruses. I don't know about bacteria or anything else, but I just wanted to provide this breaking news that I thought was pretty interesting. The other thing that I thought was really interesting is if you go to the Pentagon into the, let me see, where is this? I believe you go to the DOD contracts. If you look at the DOD contracts under the Pentagon, you will find this list of different contracts that they're awarding. And the number one contract that they have for the year of 2022 is the insurance companies. I'm actually reading what they actually had on the page. The first insurance companies are backing down because of a huge wave of claims coming their way. Anthony Fauci. Oh, you know what? No, this is not that. I'm sorry. Here, this is what it is. And do I have the link to it?
No, but this is for January 19th, 2022, the contracts. Pfizer Inc., New York, New York, was awarded a $2 billion modification, and it's P00007, to contract, and they lay out the contract for an additional 300 million doses of COVID-19 vaccination for international donation to low and lower middle income countries. The work will be performed in New York. Now, see, this violates the Constitution Clause because the federal government cannot dictate that work has to be done in one state. This thing called the Uniformity Clause. There should be states suing because the federal government does not have the ability to pour funds. This is the leftist, and this is the Biden administration deliberately propping up these blue states like California and New York and constantly pumping trillions of dollars because, remember the TARP bailouts? That was $1 trillion+ that they poured into New York. Anyway, the work will be performed in New York, New York, with an estimated completion date of September 30th. So, in other words, they're pouring $2 billion to be spent in less than 1 year. The fiscal 2021 Coronavirus Response and Relief Supplement Appropriation Act's funds in the amount of $2 billion were obligated at the time of the award. U.S. Army Contracting Aberdeen Proving Ground, Maryland, is the contracting activity. Just giving you this hint. Now, look at what they're doing and look at what we are doing. You know, it used to be Gates going around killing people. Now it's the United States Department of Defense that is getting on the gravy train of going internationally. Now, the reason this story is following that report that came out of the UK, the UK HSA, the reason why this is important is here we're actually pumping virus shots out to these countries, and there's probably a likelihood, because they're talking about 300 million or something like that. We're talking about actually making people more susceptible and less able to fight viruses. You know, the Bible talks about the how billions of people are going to die. And it seems like that even though they didn't get the numbers out of the coronavirus, it created the red carpet for people to think that they're being protected when actually they're becoming susceptible more and more. And this, to me, is a travesty. But anyway, I wanted to cover that on Friday. Wanted to let you know. So back to the forms of government. We don't have a democracy. And the Constitution states that we're supposed to have a Republican form of government. So are we a constitutional republic or are we a Republican form of government? Well, it's both. And as a matter of fact, as I've kind of covered historically what a republic is, and historically almost every nation has been republics to some degree. I mean, there's very few true democracies out there. I mean, a true democracy, you know, is a very immature government. But when we look at America, and we look at our republic, and we look at the Constitution did not create a federation. So our federal government may be a federal government in name, but it is truly a general government because they are limited to very specific powers. These are the general powers, and this is all they can do. And when I say general powers, I don't mean, you know, open, wide-ended powers that they can do anything and everything. They are enumerated, but they are for general purposes, is what I mean. You have general purposes of, okay, you know, you got to go wash the deck. You know, when you're cleaning the house, you do the walls, you do your dusting, then you've got to wash the floors and clean the floors. That is a general purpose. You know, a general purpose in some ways means all things, but I'm being very specific. They are for the general, just like the preface to the Constitution, as well as the preface or the preamble to the enumerated powers. The reason why the general government has been granted the very specific powers listed in Section 8 is for the general purpose of the general welfare and defense of the nations, and that those very specific powers are how they are to do that. So anyway, when we look at those powers did not grant them all of the things that they're meddling with and they're involved in. Those are all powers that were reserved to the states and the people, respectively. So when they created the Articles of Confederation and created a confederation, the states truly had all the power. Well, the states still truly have all the power other than those few powers that are enumerated. I cannot tell you how many times I talk to people regarding the 17th Amendment and the 16th Amendment, the Progressive Era Amendments. And I can't tell you how many times people don't understand and they still have this paradigm that these two amendments have destroyed America. No, no. They may have changed paradigms, but they granted no new powers. Start with the 17th Amendment. The 17th Amendment did not grant any new powers and did not take the powers of the states away from them. The states still have the power to interpose. The states still have the power to hold government, the federal government, accountable, or the general government accountable. Okay, so there's nothing in there. The only change the 17th Amendment created was who is going to select the senators to actually go fill these positions. Well, that got shifted over to the people. Now, we all know the problem with the people itself because we already have a house in Congress called the House of Representatives that represents the people. So the Senate started representing the people, but their jobs and their focus and responsibility was to communicate with the state legislators to ensure that the state's needs were to be, you know, supported. The fact of the matter is that he who pays the piper calls the tunes. And most people say, well, the people, they perverted that. Actually, no. They perverted all of these seats because who pays for the House of Representatives elections and who pays for the Senate's elections? Go do the research. You will find that it is corporations that pay for every single one of these seats. This is why the Constitution Party doesn't take donations from corporations, because they just create this blanketed or, you know, this generic, you know, association that all corporations are bad. Well, okay, as long as you're going to do corporation biddings, but when you take money and a corporation comes along, we want to give you this money, but this is what we want you to do with it. Then you say, no, we don't want that. But if they want to just give you money and say, we're not going to be here to support making a sweet deal for you, then that's okay. If they continue to give you the money because you say, we're not here to try to create a sweet deal for General Electric, then General Electric is supporting what I would say is the Constitution, if the Constitution Party supported the Constitution. Anyway, I digress. The 17th Amendment did not shift any powers, and the 16th Amendment did not grant any new powers. The fact of the matter is, the federal government has a spending problem that the 16th Amendment did not create. It was created by the paradigm. So we'll get into the 16th Amendment, then we'll get back to what the forms of government are and the forms of sovereignty, because this is the most important part, understanding sovereignty within American republicanism. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org.
and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.